Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm a fan of Genius website. I'll be going there looking up my lyrics like, okay, what did Jay-Z mean when he said 40 on my lap, clap sound like 40 did the mix.
Okay.
Like, all right, what did he mean? I know what he meant, but I want you to confirm it for me, Genius. What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast out here in these streets. A podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Wednesday, and of course, last night was the 2021 BET Hip Hop Awards, so you know we gotta give you the rundown. Who all was looking cute, who was best dressed, who won which awards, which performances happened, all of that. But right before we jump into that, make sure you follow the podcast, hit that follow button. Whatever app you're listening to us on, just make sure you follow us up there, all right? Now let's talk about these awards. So first, I think we got to get into the pre-award show. So instead of doing like a red carpet type of thing, they did Rap City this year. They brought it back, man.
Yeah, so Big Tigger, we've been talking about how he's been kind of teasing a show comeback, or he's been on the set type of thing. But it was just a one-time special occasion for the special Rap City before the Hip Hop Awards. And it very felt like I was watching Rap City again. Like, he just still had it in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they took it back. They recreated the set. It looked the same way how it used to look back in the day. They brought different guests through. They had people chiming in with some of their favorite Rap City memories. And Nelly was one of the people that kind of did a video like, oh, this was my favorite Rap City moment. They had other people giving their favorite Rap City moments. It was like looking at a snapshot of the past.
Yeah, exactly. And they had DJ Drama there, and Fat Joe popped up, Jeezy popped up.
Yeah, that Jeezy was a good moment there, too, because he was just reflecting on his first time at Rap City. He was like, you know, I showed up the first time. I probably had residue in my pocket. I was like, wait, Jeezy, hold up now. Don't incriminate yourself.
Right.
But that was a cool moment just to see him reflecting back on that and what it meant to the culture at that time when he had first gotten on Rap City. And then they showed the flashback clip of Jeezy. I thought it was really dope. And then they had the new generation come through when they brought Tobey Wigway out. And that was a cool moment, too, to see Tobey and his wife, Fat, really taking in that moment. Like, oh, this means a lot. We're really on Rap City. Like, you can tell he kind of thought he would maybe never get that chance since Rap City is gone now. But since they brought it back for a little bit, Tobey got to enjoy that. So that was cool, man. The Rap City pre-show. I think they should do it in following years. Either Rap City, 106 and Park, or any of the other old BET shows. Just kind of bring it back for that one moment and then let it be that. Don't make it a continuous thing.
Right, because sometimes we just need that, just that one moment to, like, let us feel that nostalgia and remember what was there or what it was and what it's been, type of thing. And for them to bring it back this one time makes sense. Don't bring a season back. Don't reinstate it, but just that one time, we're good with that one.
Yeah, I was saying that before, like, oh, y'all teased us. Y'all only bringing it back once. But I think once is enough, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's get to these actual awards. So first off, the intro, I was already like, wow, y'all are really playing on the nostalgia this year. So my favorite movie of all time is Belly. Mm-hmm. So anybody that knows me know this. So when I first heard that music come in, that steady, are you ready? I was just like, okay, what they about to do? And then they had the cool lighting, the guys from 85 South Show, Carlos Miller, D. DC Young Fly, Chico Bean came out, it was really a moment. Like, okay, y'all better give us Belly 2021 right now. I thought that was really cool that they did that. Very hip-hop of them.
Very much so.
For the Hip-Hop Awards. So, great intro on that portion. And then they went right into the Young Thug and Gunna performance.
Mm-hmm. And they performed TikTok. They also did Ski Together. So, that was pretty good. Young Thug was trending when he came out. So, a lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people were tuned in right off of the first performance.
Yeah, and I love that they picked Young Thug and Gunna to open the show. Like, that's a strong opener. You know how much people in this generation rock with Young Thug, so I thought that was a great choice for the show opening. But one thing with BET, across these award shows, this has been a problem for me and that I just need them to address, because the shows are good. Like, they choose the correct performers. They get the right people in the ciphers. Well, some of the right people in the ciphers. But the audio, the sound, it's like, why can I never hear the performers like as much as I need to? Mm-hmm. I need them to turn the mics up. Now, what it might be is that it maybe sounds good while you're live and at the show. Like, the concert of it all probably sounds amazing. But when you're airing the award show, we can barely hear these performers. The music should not be overpowering whoever's rapping. Young Thug, Gunna, whoever it is. I feel like the music is always louder than them. I don't know if that's just me on some audio nerd type thing or if everybody hears this, but I'm like, why am I struggling to hear whoever's rapping?
Now, I've kind of noticed that too. Like, it's more of the vocal track I'm hearing or like the actual song and not them. But I know their mic is on.
Yeah. Turn the mics up, BET. Turn the mics up. Hashtag turn the mics up. So, yeah. So it was Thug and Gunna first. Their production was pretty grand. And then we got into the ciphers. You know, the first cipher was Smino, D-Smoke, and Tierra Whack. Again, could barely hear the people that were rapping. And another thing, too, with the ciphers, like, I don't know how it was, like, where they could hear the beat or if the DJ was playing the beat out loud and they were rapping back over the beat and there was some bounce back or something. But it seemed like people were having a hard time catching the beat.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
And these are rappers that don't typically have problems catching the beat. You're talking about Smino, Tierra Whack with the bars, D-Smoke. Like, these are not people that rap off beat. So I was just confused about that as well. It just sounded like, I don't know what the audio issues were that were going on, but it affected the way that the cipher sounded. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I'm glad to know I wasn't the only one who noticed that. Like, it was just my TV, because apparently everybody was noticing it too, because you can't do a cipher like that and be off beat, but not supposed to be off beat, you know?
Yeah. I like the bars that they were trying to deliver, but it was the fact that I could barely hear them and the fact that the beat didn't seem to match up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people complained about the fact that they played the Lil Baby beat over and over again. It was every chance that I get, DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, Lil Durk.
Oh.
And they kept using it for the same beat for different artists. But I was just like, okay, I mean, it's a good beat, but maybe it wasn't the right beat for that situation. I don't know. But I know that these people have bars, so I kind of wanted to hear a better cipher.
Yeah, same.
Now let's get into some of these performances. So we had Bia perform. She came out. She did a whole lot of money. And she also did Bia Bia. She brought out Lil Jon with that as well. Whole Lot of Money was very chill, very sexy, chill vibes for that aspect of it. And then Bia Bia is when she kind of turned it up when Lil Jon came out and the energy just went to a different level. So what did you think of hers?
I thought it was good. The Whole Lot of Money part was really, it was giving lazy at first, but I guess it was the sexy mode going on. But at least she hyped up when Lil Jon came out.
Yep. And then you had Lotto doing her performance, Big Lotto, which I really, 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 really appreciated the production effort that went into Lotto's performance. It was given when award shows were really award shows and effort went into the production as opposed to just coming out, jumping around, walking around back and forth on stage. Like she had the lottery machines on stage. She had the girls in some sort of formation to where it looked like the feathers they were holding were her dress. And then they popped out and it was actually girls and not the dress. It was really cool, actually. She had choreography. You know, she was hitting her little 1-2 steps.
Okay.
I said, okay, Lotto, you better put production effort in because a lot of these performers these days are not doing that. So I really did appreciate the effort that was put into that.
Yeah, she's becoming a superstar, literally. So big shout out to Lotto for that one.
Another performance of the night was Tobey Wigway and his wife, Fat. And if I have to pick a favorite performance of the night, I think it's going to be that. Yeah. He did 5-5, raised the energy. The production was great on that as well. The outfits, costumes, those were great on the Tobey Wigway performance. And I find it that every different show or platform that he performs his song 5-5 on, they completely switch it up. The song might sound one way on one show. It'll sound a totally different way on a different show. Tobey Wigway goes crazy, man. So I just appreciated his performance as well. The way his wife, Fat, she rolled out on a platform. They rolled her out like a queen. Mm-hmm. She did her verse. She turned it up one time. So 5-5, Tobey Wigway. That will probably be my favorite performance of the night.
Yeah, they always go in. Like, they always have, like, a big performance. All the people on stage, the dancing, and the theatrics of it all. It's really dope to see them perform.
Yes, very cinematic. It don't even feel like a song, really. It feel like more of a spiritual chant.
Yeah.
It's just like, you want to just start chanting along with them. I don't know, man. It's something about that Tobey Wigway performance. But let's get into some of these awards. Who all won what? So, hip-hop album of the year. Tyler, the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost. That was a big moment.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that one. I forgot who we picked. Well, we had like the Off Season in there and a couple other ones, but I did not expect Tyler to get it. But he also did win that other big award that we can get into later. So it kind of makes sense. Maybe he got Album of the Year with that as well.
I didn't mind that either. He gave an amazing speech, an amazing acceptance speech. And I really appreciated his remarks and what he had to say for both of the awards he won that night. So we'll get into that as well. But let's get into who won Song of the Year. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, WAP.
That was big. Real big.
And I agree with that, honestly. Like, when I think about the entirety of the year and what song really had the most staying power for the longest amount of time, and it's like, it was WAP.
Had to have been. Like, we stayed talking about it. It was big when it came out. You had the video accompanying it. And, yeah, it's still getting played today. So, it's a big song.
Yep, and then you have Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Lil Baby. No dispute for me there. Like, who has outworked Lil Baby this year?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Period.
On the music side of things, no. The only person that comes close is Lil Durk, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And they won Best Duo, and I didn't have a problem with that, even though they're not technically really a group. But,
right.
But who really is a group these days?
Right.
I mean, you got Chloe and Holly, but that's not hip hop. That's R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad Lil Baby and Lil Durk got their honors. And speaking of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, who we were just talking about, they won Best Hip Hop Video, of course, for WAP.
Yep, makes sense again.
WAP was one of the best videos of the year. Like, you can't even dispute that. And what I really liked about them winning this award was that Remy Ma was the one to present it. And she accepted it on their behalf. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Because number one, when Remy came out, she shouted out Big Lotto, who had just performed before she came out there. And then when she delivered this award to Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, she accepted it on their behalf. So I was like, okay, you better be showing us rap women unity right now, Remy. Mm-hmm. I loved that moment for them because I was like, okay, let's see what they're going to do. Because I feel like in certain times that these award shows, they try to throw shade or make things messy. Like, oh, you're going to have Remy Ma give out the award to Cardi and Meg. Let's see. But Remy definitely made it a unifying moment. She made it a happy, celebratory moment for all of the rap girls. So I like to see that.
Yeah, it was a good moment for sure.
Okay, now let's get into another one of these ciphers. So the next one was Fabio Foreign, Rico Nasty, Sleepy Hollow, and Erica Banks. And when I heard some of them, I was like, okay, we're starting to heat up now. Fabio, he did like a little rest in peace, Pop Smoke, moment of silence. I was like, okay, Fabio, that was good. Mm-hmm. And then he started off pretty well. But then I feel like some way through his verse, the perks started kicking in.
Hello.
And he just started slurring. His speech started getting a little slurred. I was like, Fabio, are you okay?
Fabio.
Are you all right? But I liked what he was rapping about. Like, I liked how Fabio was flowing. And then Rico Nasty, Sleepy Hollow, And the best one, I think, in that cipher was Erica Banks. She killed it. Granted, the flow was a little Meg Thee Stallion-ish, but okay. But still, the way she rode the beat, and she also incorporated a little bit of her song, Toot That, into it, but flipped it a little bit. I thought Erica Banks did a really good job in the cypher, so I was glad to see that as well.
Yeah, a good group right there for that cypher. All of those in different genres and, you know, cities, backgrounds, and for them to come together, that was a dope look, too.
Yeah, that was a very nice kumbaya multicultural, multi-city moment right there. Mm-hmm. Another one of the performances of the night, though, was Isaiah Rashad. That was also a great performance, too.
Yeah, it was a good one. I like that.
And then you also had Baby Keem, who hit the stage. Another good moment. I don't know. The performances were pretty good last night. I can't even lie.
Yeah, besides the awards that were given out last night and the ciphers, the performances, top-notch.
Definitely. Another highlight of the night for me, like, this was honestly one of the biggest highlights when LL Cool J presented Tyler, the Creator, with the Rock the Bells Cultural Influencer Award. Mm-hmm. I was like, y'all better create an award for Tyler, the Creator. He deserved it, man. And recently, I think earlier this year, actually, he discussed being overlooked by these award shows and his contributions not being recognized and him changing and bringing different styles to the sound of music and hip hop was not being recognized. So I really, really appreciated the fact that BET not only created this award, but gave it to Tyler, the Creator, on the first year that this award existed. And to have LL Cool J, of all people, presented to him was just next level. Like, you're talking about one of the most celebrated people in hip hop music, LL, giving this award to Tyler, the Creator, who felt like he was not celebrated. It was just a very, I don't know, just deeply cultural moment for me.
Yeah, and he looked so appreciative, like, to get the award. Like, he looked so giddy and, like, so happy and deserving to, like, win the award. So that was also dope. Like, he didn't look, you know, like, he had, like, a big head about it. Like, he really right. looked honored. And that was dope, too.
Exactly. And then when he came back and won that second award, that Album of the Year award, he looked like he didn't expect that either. Mm-hmm. But one of the main things I really appreciated about it was his acceptance speech on getting both of these awards, because he really just paid homage to the people that came before him. Like, he mentioned Pharrell. He mentioned Q-Tip. All of these people that have opened the doors in hip-hop. And then he talked about not only opening the doors, but giving the key to the people that came behind you. So Tyler, the Creator, man, that was really the highlight of the night for me. Matter of fact, let's hear a little bit of his acceptance speech, because I just really, really felt that.
I wouldn't be here or up on the stage or have this silly hat or anything without the Q-Tips, the Andre 3000s, the Chad Hugos, the Pharrells, the Kanye Wests. The Missy Elliotts, who no one ever brings up. Busta Rhymes and the Hype Williams, who just took it to this different world. And, man, I appreciate those names and others that I didn't name because I'm limited on time. But I appreciate you guys so much for just opening the doors and throwing the key. Not just opening the doors, but talking to young guys like me and giving me gems and things like that. And even LL, man, the speech he gave me back there was just beautiful.
That was amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Just all the people that he paid homage to, it was just really a great moment to see. So Tyler, the Creator, winning Album of the Year and getting the Rock the Bells Award, top-notch highlight for me. What was your highlight from the show?
My biggest highlight, I really liked the Nelly tribute and Nelly winning his award for the night as well. Like, that was a good coming together moment and a way to end out and close out the show too.
Facts. Nelly getting that I Am Hip Hop award was definitely a moment. Now, as they were giving him out the award, they had different people tap in and basically, like, tell their stories about Nelly or what they think about Nelly. So that was great to see people kind of just giving their favorite Nelly moments before he got on stage and performed. And then once the performance started, that's when it really got lit. So he was very much giving us nostalgia. He brought out Jermaine Dupri to do Where the Party At. He brought out Paul Wall to do Grills. Like, just really took us back, because I had the Nellyville CD. my friends stole it from her older sister.
Nope.
And then she let me borrow it. So, you know, I had the Nellyville CD. So I was just taken back to the Band-Aid on the face type days. Just all of that, man. All of that. So Nelly's performance, yeah. No, I could definitely see that being a highlight. But speaking of the people that he brought out, you know, he did Dilemma as well. And Kelly Rowland was not present.
I was really hoping to see her come on stage, but they did play her vocals, but it would be nice to see her pop out.
Yeah, no, Kelly was not there. I'm pretty sure Kelly wasn't showing up to the BET Hip Hop Awards. But what she did do was, you know, send in a cute little video for the portion beforehand when everybody was talking about Nelly and working with him and their experience with the music. So she did donate some of her time
right
to this whole equation. But yeah, the Nelly tribute was definitely a moment. Yeah, I'll say some of my other just favorite things I loved about the show was the fact that 85 South Show hosted it. I thought that they were great hosts. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the skits. I enjoyed DC Young Fly doing Soulja Boy Crank That Dance on the opener. That was a great vibe. Mm-hmm. They did skits with Nick Cannon. That was cool. You know, 85 South Show just brings a unique energy to any award show. So I like that. I also like the presenters, the people they had presenting. They focused on the ladies. They gave shine to Rhapsody. They gave shine to Trina. Mm-hmm. And then even Ari Fletcher and Jada, G Herbo's baby mama or / Moneybagg Yo's girlfriend, Ari Fletcher. And then Jada, who is Lil Baby's baby mama, current girlfriend, maybe. I don't know what they be having going on. But I thought it was just cool. Like, BET is really giving opportunities to people that are big in the culture and really showing who needs to be showcased. So I was here for it as a whole.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good award show. I mean, like you said, 85 South, they were great hosting. The performances, good. Cyphers were good, just the quality was eh. But other than that, I think it was a really good one.
Okay. All right, BET. We will be back tuned in next year, even though y'all didn't give Hip Hop DX Platform of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all gave it to Genius, but I'm my own genius all the time. So, you know, I'm a fan of Genius website. I'll be going there, looking up my lyrics like, okay, what did Jay-Z mean when he said 40 on my lap clap sound like 40 did the mix?
Okay.
Like, all right, what did he mean? I know what he meant, but I want you to confirm it for me, Genius. So I did appreciate that Genius getting that award. Overall, it was a good vibe, man. We'll be back next year.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that is the 2021 BET Hip Hop Awards recap right there. Make sure you follow the podcast on all platforms, whatever you're listening to us on right now. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.